Kalamazoo band Inflatable Best Friend has just come out with their first album called DMT Bike Ride. Guitarist Tanner Borman, drummer Ian Howell, and bassist Austin McQuater say the band has come a long way from when they started it in high school.
We ended up walking around our hometown of Richland and like asking for cans to get a drum set. And we ended up coming up with like $500 worth of cans, and we got a pretty decent drum set.
We would just tell people the truth, like we didn't lie or anything. We're like, yeah, we're collecting cans because we don't have jobs and we need a drum set. And they're like, oh, I support the arts. Here's $30 in cans.
I also think some people misunderstood us and thought it was the school band.
Yeah.
But we never said it was.
The band members are influenced by 90s grunge and experimental bands like Sonic Youth, Dinosaur Jr., and Lightning Bolt. Borman describes their music like this.
It's a fuzzed out punk, garage rock type stuff.
He says there's more to the name Inflatable Best Friend than you might think.
If an adult hears it, it's like a lifeless sexual object, kind of. But a kid could hear Inflatable Best Friend and be like, oh, that's like that bouncy castle that I really like playing on, or like that blow-up dolphin that I take to the beach with me.
The cover of the album looks kind of like a cartoon, with song titles like Worm Battle on DMT Mountain and I Wanna Ride a Sabertooth, heard here. Bass player Austin McQuater says members of the band are kids at heart.
Kids want to have fun with everything they do, so if you like, you think about putting an album together and being a band and stuff, if you take it too seriously, you're going to take a lot of the fun out of it. So if you just keep thinking about it like you're a kid, you're just going to keep having fun with it. Like, it doesn't matter if you have success or anything, it just matters that you enjoy doing it.
Though they try not to take themselves too seriously, Howell says they put a lot of effort into their live shows. They even break out the fog machine for songs like this one, called Moonflower Soul.
Kalamazoo can be somewhat saturated with music, but I mean, it's almost like kind of like an incentive to get people to go, like, how many times are you going to go to see a band play and they're microwaving metal, you know? Like, I mean, you just don't see that.
Most of the band members are under 21, but they've already toured several states in the Midwest and even Texas. And on that trip to Texas, they say their car broke down in Arkansas, where a man in a suit performed what looked like a miracle.
He splashed the engine with water, and then he was like, do you boys believe in God? And we were like, and then we went into the car and turned the key, and then it started miraculously.
It roared to life.
But McQuater says when they took the car to the shop,
and we found out that his starter was broken. So when it started at the gas station in Arkansas, when the guy asked us if we believed in God, it should have never started in the first place.
Yeah, they were like, you don't even have a starter. It just fell out of the car.
So we don't know how our car started.
Yeah, some insane miracle. But yeah, we ended up making it to the show that night and met some really awesome people in Fort Worth, Texas, and had an excellent time.
You can pick up a copy of Inflatable Best Friend's new album, DMT Bike Ride, in Kalamazoo at Greenlight Music and Video and the Corner Record Shop. For links to upcoming shows, go to WMUK.org.